Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's gotta straighten out something sometime. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times that you've heard somebody say, let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said it. Now, the reason why I say that is, well, let's face it, most of the time, it's a man who makes it crooked in the first place. We don't mean no harm. That's just the way we are. Sometimes we do have a tendency to sort of take you for granted, don't we? Always acting like we don't understand some things. But I believe a woman feels things deeper than a man. I don't care what nobody says. I believe a woman loves stronger than a man. Because you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand. I know because, you see, I'm speaking from experience. Because I came home one day, my woman was just going all around the house, not having very much to say. And I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. And tell me what's on your mind. Don't you keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it wasn't, you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby. Sitting around pouting all day long. Now how the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even what's wrong? Let's straighten it out, baby. Let's straighten it out, honey. Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. For the last time. When you turn your back to me and you covered your head, or didn't even say goodnight. If you're tired and you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of laying there crying, your eyes.
Let's straighten it out.
at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me, no. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do our lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh, until the next time I see you. But these last $2. The one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. Gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. Cause he'd been sneaking around every night.
But I got
caught up over here, yeah. Got caught up in this scene. And I put all of my money in that doggone gambling machine.
But these legs.
Got to hear me some down home blues. At the casino, lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't feel sorry, don't feel sorry, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2 until the next time I see you.
But these lies.
We've got a gorilla for sale. drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard.
many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Hello, Race World. Uncle Larry, I want to come in and say good evening to each and every one of you all. Hope God been blessing you all. Hope everybody's okay. As some people say, swell and well. They've been having it going on, y'all, down there still. You know, but it was a few mishaps, you know. I'm going to call it a mishap. It really wasn't a mishap because when the good Lord want to let it rain, shine, let the sun shine, make the snow fall, whatever. Ain't nobody got no control over those elements. So Friday was kind of like a little flop, but Saturday they did manage to get some in today. From the reports that I picked up today, right now they say it wasn't looking too good for Chicago. They say that Cal City Cal, he lost. They say Chuck, he lost. And Brother T couldn't get his car started at first. He was having some little technical difficulties, but from what I understand now, he got it back started, and he's getting ready to come to the line if he haven't already went to the line. I'm hoping that things turn out. Brother Vaughn hasn't did anything yet that we heard of. Game over. We haven't heard anything that he's done. You know, it's a lot of it that I don't miss, that I have missed because I wasn't there. I'm only merely speaking on the things, some of what I have heard because I didn't have the whole thing together. But, you know, we got some people out there in the audience. If y'all want to, you can raise your hand and y'all can elaborate on it or come in and talk about whatever you all wanted to talk about. But I think that was the main topic. Everybody was trying to see how things was going to turn out down in Steele, Alabama at Bobby Cole's race. So with that being said, if anybody want to come in and elaborate on it, you can raise your hand, and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get in, and you can go ahead on and speak your piece, because, like I say, Uncle Larry, what now, Uncle Larry just over the telephone calling around trying to find out something so he could give y'all some of the racing report or a part of it. So with that being said, if somebody wants to, they can raise their hand and come on in because the floor show is open. Y'all can get out. Other than that, I may have to talk to my little brother Mark.
Yeah. Yes, sir, Uncle Larry. What's going on there, partner?
Hey, what's going on, Mom? What's happening with you?
Hey, just listening to you sitting back, man. Hey, first thing I want to shout out to all my Clocks Off brothers, man. Hey, welcome to the show. Glad we can all come together and get things going. Our Chicago guys, hey, man, we appreciate y'all, man. Y'all having a little hard time down there, but that's all right. You know you'll bounce back. You'll bounce back. Ain't no big deal. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's all the bother. Can't win them all.
Hey, the thing is, they down there engaging, man. They down there representing. Can't knock them for that win or lose. They win or lose. They're winners going down there and showing up and representing.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey,
A lot of folks, Mark, ain't going to get no praise to the fact that you lost, you know, but like you say, the representation and the fact of engaging us and stuff is all part of it. We're not trying to make no excuse for nobody down there because, you know, in the game of racing, basketball, whatever the case is, you know, it's going to be a winner, it's going to be a loser.
Right, and if you don't step into the ring, we'll never know where you stand.
That's right.
That's it. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Preacher Boy. I heard he down there with that vehicle making some runs. Hey, good luck to you, Preacher Boy. I hope your car acting the way you want it to act. You get a minute. We wouldn't mind hearing from you. Hey, where my brother Kid at tonight? Kid, where you at?
Ain't no telling. He might be listening to the race, or he might be
watching that basketball game. That probably was Kid probably multitasking right now.
yeah, you know, Kid make room for it all. Yeah, but I thought a few of the guys I know, Flop, he was down there. He getting all the information, and I had requested somebody to call him and ask him when he come on the show and get everybody the full detail because he's there.
Okay.
I said if they able to get him, they would get him on here so he could, you know, come in and speak about what was going on down there. I didn't know how to get in contact with Vaughn. If I had got in touch with Vaughn, I know Vaughn would have done it. But neither nor, man. Like you said, Vaughn, the show got to go on. So, you know, for the cost. It's all in accordance of the Clarksoff organization. So the flow got to be open for them to come in and do anything if they want to do something, you know. So it's right here for them, you know. So if anybody on the line, y'all, say it again. Come on, put them hands up. Come on in and talk about it. I know it's a lot of y'all probably don't know what went on, and I'm pretty sure it's plenty of you that do know what went on, but that's what the flow matters for y'all to come in and speak on it and give y'all opinions. It's always a welcome on the podcast show. Always.
If somebody got a live website, man, let us know. Let us monitor it too.
Yes, sir. Yep, because they say Tate was just getting ready to come up to the line. So I don't know if he made it up there or not. That was about 10 minutes ago. They said that, you know, he was coming up.
Any word on Vaughn? I thought he was supposed to have some action with grandson.
Yeah, well, now so far I haven't heard anything on Vaughn.
Okay.
You know. And I haven't heard anything on Gary Moglen either. So I really don't know, you know. But I would like for everybody on the show to know, you know, regardless of whether I know or not. Yeah. Yes, indeed. That's what it's all about.
Hey, who was it, Cal City Cal Racing, you know?
I don't know. I was thinking it was Bigfoot, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
You know. Yeah, but I know Tate, him and Josh Lowe was supposed to run, and Josh Lowe paid the punk out, and I think Chuck got two punk outs paid, and then Chuck, he dropped one. He ran Predator, which car Predator. He ran that car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they say old Kenny jumped out there on him and couldn't get back there. So you know how that goes. It's all part of the game, boo. It's all part of the game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck, our guy, but you know he gonna be in that. On that pan Friday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not the pan. You talking about the deep fried pan?
The deep fried pan. You know you know our buddy got to get him. He got to get him. He got to get him. Nothing personal. You got to get him.
Well, since you said it that way, then I mean, Cal City Cal don't get no pass either. Then he got to get some margarine or some lard put on him too.
Yeah. He got to get his too. We gonna show him love for going down there, showing up and competing. But you know the rules. You know what happens on Friday. You just got to be prepared for that. You got to just be ready.
In other words, you get them a one ahead of time to put on their steel suit.
Yeah, put on your fire suit because the big guy got to have you.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, yeah. What's on the calendar here, Uncle Larry? We got anything going on at 41 or 131, anything? Anything local? The Grove?
Well, I know the 19th, Leon and Ryan is supposed to run on the, what is that, third? I think it's the third. Next Sunday? I know Terrio and Preacher Bus supposed to run that Sunday, but that's going to be at the Grove.
Oh, yeah. That's a must-see event there. Got to go out there and see that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right in striking distance. That's just a little hop, jump, and a skip, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The battle for West Side Supremacy. We got to see it.
Uh-oh.
And Dragon Right.
Yeah. I don't know. They say Preacher Boy made an awful good hit today. I don't know. You just have to wait and see. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait and see.
They say we got a little bit more favorable weather coming up. Hopefully that's true.
Yeah.
Heard them saying something about the 70s by next weekend or something. That'll be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a good thing for all of them.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I ain't heard nobody say anything else about some rain, but I did talk to one of my friends that did live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And, he said that he was on his way back home, and he said, well, on his way back to the house, it was storming so bad he couldn't hardly see. So I don't know if that weather made it down there where they at, but I know it's not too, it shouldn't be too far from there.
Okay.
You know, so hopefully
maybe, like you say, somebody will chime in and give us an update or something.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give them a chance to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no doubt about that, you know. If they don't chime in, then we'll chime out.
Okay. Okay,
gotcha. Yeah. Yes, sir. So, see, I know how it is when these races and stuff go on like that. And it'd be on the day that the shows and stuff come on. A lot of times they just won't come on. A lot of them be hung up on that.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on, you know. And, yeah, if they don't do, hey, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what it is. And so we ain't got nobody out there that want to put their hand up right now. That's what I want to know, because if y'all... nobody want to put their hand up right now. We can go ahead on and play another song or something, you know, because we don't want to just sit here and be quiet and mobile. You know, we want to make some noise on here.
Yeah. Did they say what the temperature was down there, besides it just being overcast?
No, I ain't heard nothing about no weather report or nothing. I heard them mention something about a sprinkle,
mm-hmm.
You know, temperature and stuff like that. No, I ain't heard nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Our local racing will be going on in a minute.
Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping that they can make it back good at home. That's what I'm talking about.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't spent no rubber or heard no engines yet. I got to get to the track.
Yeah.
Got to get to somebody's track and want to do something.
Yeah.
Definitely want to do something.
Yeah. Well, the flow mount is changing hands now, Mark. It ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a time it used to be grudge races, and they would take the shootouts and stick the shootout in between grudge races.
Right.
But now, it looks like they're taking the grudge races And shoot them in between the shootouts now.
And he flipped the script on them.
Yeah. Falling down. Got to be that grudge, Grayson. You know, I don't like to say too much on it, Bob, because it seems like I'm complaining, and I really don't have the right to complain because I ain't nothing but just a fan, you know.
Yeah.
But it just seems like it's just really changing, man. You know, the shootouts have become bigger than the grudge races now. You know, so, you know, whatever change it is, I guess that's what it is. So there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't mind the shootout because you got constant action when they're going their round. You definitely seeing some back-to-back-to-back racing,
right,
which is not a bad thing. And you seeing some heavyweights going at it, prize fighting out there, you might as well say.
Yeah, well, I guess the main thing is right now is that they just race, period. You know, no matter what kind you're doing here, shootouts, grudges, or whatever. You know, just race.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
I'd like to know if what Boss Biden and Trigger Man and them down there doing too.
Yeah.
I just want to see it all. I just want to experience it all. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I talked to Brother Leon. Leon was at the house with the kids having a ball and stuff, but I think he was still listening and stuff because the other guys hadn't been too long, got off. You know, I called if he could come in and help us out with the racing report, but he's at the house, you know, so.
Right.
All he can do is give us what he heard too, you know, or what he has seen on, you know, on his phone and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised Kid ain't on here because Kid don't miss no shows. Kid don't miss no shows. But when he's watching that basketball, watching that racing on TV, got to watch him more because he'll get away from you.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked at this game. Denver up by 17 at halftime.
Wow.
They've been playing pretty good. Decent game.
Who Denver playing?
The Phoenix Suns. I had Phoenix favorite to win this game.
Right, okay.
I see Durant got 19, but that ain't enough right now. He needs more help.
Yeah. I saw him last night. My grandson, he was down here. And I watched the game with him last night. Yeah.
Yeah, that Laker game shocked me. I couldn't believe them boys won by 40 points, man. I thought Memphis was gonna go down to the wire, but Memphis just seemed like they just threw in the towel.
Yeah.
This song. It's for all the cheaters out there who've been cheating on their loved one, especially a young lady who was once in my life. This song is for you and old Dirty Jody. When you get hungry, put it on Jody. When the bills get high, girl,
you better call Jody. Don't let me go hit you. And before you go, baby,
Successful season for both Mudbones this year, man.
Yeah.
I want to see them both doing their thing, going upside these people's heads.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be a successful season for the whole Clocks Off organization, because that's not the only two that's going to be out there, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we got other people that's in the Clocks Off organization that's planning on trying to get out there and try to do a little bit themselves, too.
Yes,
and I believe there's going to be a lot of success with them, too.
You ain't said nothing wrong there, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir. But only, you know, time will tell. Time will tell, because one thing for certain and two things for sure. They're not going to hit that field until they're ready.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely going to happen, though.
Yeah,
I like to see us out there in full force, though.
Mm-hmm.
In full force, making our contributions in whatever we got.
Yep.
Whether you're real fast or whether you got a grocery getter. Just getting out there and enjoying it and having some fun and working together.
Right. Well, see, all the cars that's in the Clarksville organization don't have to be the top guns. You know,
right,
it can be mediocre, street cars, whatever. You know, they still representing, so, you know, and they still racing. You know, whether they fast as the other ones or whatever the case is, you know, slow as the other ones or whatever. They're still representing because they got different categories of races, you know.
That's right. You can be successful in whatever endeavor you pick as long as you do your picking right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yep. Got to put that out and pick the right era, you know, in the right era and do what you do. That's it.
But they got my full support whenever them cars hit the street. I plan to be right there. Supporting them fully.
Well, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, we still the lone soldiers? Ain't nobody chimed in with us yet? No.
I don't know. I ain't heard nobody say nothing. Yeah. I'm just really shocked Kid ain't on it, though. But like I say, Kid don't miss nobody's show.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if nobody got they phone on looking and seeing what's going on in the racing, but I tell you this, I believe something is going on. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I believe something's going on because I think tonight is the last night, you know, and if it ain't raining, I believe they throw it down.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, Mark, hold it down for me 1 second. Let me make a call.
All right, sir. Do what you got to do.
All right.
I'm wondering where my watermelon buddy is at tonight. Quickie Letter, where you at, man? Where you at? I want some watermelon pie, man. Where you at?
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck.
Yes, sir.
That was a flashback right there, man. What, yeah. 1970?
Hey, Kid ain't called in yet. He said he was getting ready to call in.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Good evening, everybody.
Brother Kid.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What up, Big Mark?
Hey, nothing much, my brother. How you feel, man?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah. Did you get any more reports, Kid?
No, I ain't heard nothing.
You ain't?
No,
huh? The last I heard, tape was supposed to be pulling up to the line with lockdown.
Yeah,
that was the last I heard. I haven't heard anything, but they were supposed to be. Yeah, they were supposed to be close to the, to pull it up to the tree and stuff, But I don't know what happened. I don't know if it started raining or what. How did the basketball game turn it out for you, man? It turned out which one you like?
Oh, yeah. Well, shit. My team at home like me, sitting at home, the Bulls.
You say they're having some popcorn, huh?
Yep. Sitting back watching other people.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Kid, you ain't got no live feed or nothing for anything down there?
No, I sure don't, Mark.
If somebody got a feed, man, hit the one button. Let us know, man. Let us monitor it while we on the show.
Yeah.
Kid, you heard about anything we got coming up locally at any of these tracks?
Preacher Boy and Terrio racing Saturday at the Grove.
Right. Yeah, definitely going to be there for that one.
And Three Lug and I guess Jeremiah is still locked in to race at 41 Sunday.
This Sunday coming up or next Sunday?
Yep. This Sunday coming up. Oh, not this Sunday. Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to be out there and check that out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they still lock in. Yeah. Gotta support these people, man. Gotta give my support.
Yep.
Like I say, my hat's off to them gentlemen. They go on down there engaging, win or lose. They still winners in my book because they went down there, they took a chance, and they got to the line. Can't knock them for that.
Did I see Preacher Boy even went down there?
Yeah. Uncle Larry said he looked pretty good down there. That's up.
Yep.
Preacher Boy getting that shakedown in, so when he goddamn lined up, goddamn, he ain't going to play with him. Immaterial, that's real.
Yeah, because they got the race next Saturday.
Yeah, they're going to get that in. That's all right.
Yep.
Battle, like I was saying earlier, that's going to be the battle of the west side. See, west side, see who got the best side over the west side.
Yep,
and y'all left one out on the 19th, Leon and Ryan.
Oh, yeah, keep forgetting about that. Yeah.
On the 19th of what, May?
Yeah.
Where they racing at?
Martin, Michigan.
Oh, they're going to be in Martin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. I think Peso got a race up that way. Is that? Let me look at this.
Oh, no.
No, Peso. The 19th, that's a Friday. Faithful got a race the week before that up in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, well, this weather been broke pretty good by then.
Hopefully so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What Big Ed at tonight?
I guess he's on here somewhere. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be somewhere around because you got in, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I sure was hoping that Flop called, man, because Flop catching all the action, man. All of it.
Yeah, Flop down there.
Yeah. I didn't have enough on Flop, though.
They're probably at the bikini contest. They're probably looking at it.
If we get the race, he's looking at the bikinis, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid, Willie Dog got any action down there?
No, not with his car.
Okay. You might be able to get a bikini contest with Flop.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I can't wait, kid. I want Sweetie Boys to get down, man. Yeah. I want our tracks to open up and we'll support them and hopefully they'll put on a good show for us. I don't mind spending my money if I feel the problem.
Yeah, well, like I said, a couple more weeks, well, I'll be in time for the better.
Yeah. Definitely. Hey, kid, you don't know who Cal City Cal lost to, do you?
If I'm not mistaken, it might have been Bigfoot, the Mustang.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, buddy.
I had seen Chuck do a shakedown earlier. Somebody had posted it to my YouTube, to my Facebook. Looked
mm-hmm.
pretty good on that shakedown he made.
Yeah. Well, they say he looked pretty good anyway, Mark. It's just that that boy Kenny boy, you know, jumped him out the gate.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they down there partying real good, man. I sure would have liked to have been down there. I just couldn't get away.
Yeah, well, it'll be that way sometime, Mark.
I had such a good time last year. I sure wanted to repeat it. Sometimes it feels good to get out and get away, man.
Shit.
Yeah.
It feels good anytime you get out of Chicago for a break.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, this shit going on in Chicago, man. It's a trip.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we had a good time down there last year, didn't we, kid?
Yep.
Had a good time. Did they ever close that track down? Is that track still? I heard it was still open.
I'm not for sure. Might have to ask Flop or somebody from right there in Memphis.
Yeah, I heard them still open. I mean, I didn't know if they were racing, but they said that it wasn't torn down yet. That's what I heard.
Right.
Still intact. Yeah.
The only thing about them tracks, if they ain't generating no revenue, it's hard to keep them open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of overhead in there, too.
Yep.
You think it's a big old piece of land, you don't figure it is that much, but man, when you, their light bills ought to be pretty damn high up in there. Then you got to pay
bill,
the staff. That should...
Staff, taxes.
Yeah.
Clean up people.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, that's why the fans are so important in the game. That's why I mentioned that a long time. The fans are very important in the game, you know. And, you know, getting the fans down, in my opinion, is not a good thing, you know, because.
Yeah, you got to keep them happy.
That's right. So those gates open and close there, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what the
participation would keep your gates open.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. After 66, have this NHRA race out there, goddamn, in about 3 weeks. I don't know what's gonna keep that motherfucker running.
Yeah,
well, that's the only race they
got. That's what we've been asking for, right?
Yep, that's the only race they got, as far as I know. Nope.
Yeah.
I know you used to go out there all the time, didn't you, kid?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're not even running in them. Kid, they're not running them NMCA races no more, are they?
Nope. That's why I said I don't know how that this one race gonna keep it open, keep it afloat.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they got another plan or something. I don't know. They ain't, you know, they ain't heard nothing about it. I know I ain't heard nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole lot of land for Amazon to be trying to buy up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Them places, Amazon, they taking aim at all that property. Them drags, they buying them up. I heard they buying farmland and all that.
Them people ain't playing no game, man.
Amazon is the way of the world. I think they had tried to buy 66, but I think the holdup was, Amazon, got a lot of, a lot of the executive employees, got, private jets and shit. And they were wanting to try to put a land, a landing strip out there. And I think Jalette told them, no, that ain't going to work.
Okay.
A lot of these big companies, they got executives that, have private jets and shit. I guess they told them, no, you ain't going to be having no motherfucking private jets and shit landing out here in this area.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hey, but like I always say, man, a good place people should look at, man, if they wanted to open up another track or just do like the California boys do, they need to go down there and talk to them people at Gary Airport, man. Gary Airport got at least a couple abandoned runways that they don't even use no more, which is more than a quarter mile long.
Yep.
And it's concrete. It's already concrete down there.
Right.
Last
I was talking to somebody.
It wasn't in that bad shape.
I was talking to somebody, I think sometime this week, that they what the fuck is going on with Gary Airport? They really ain't using the motherfucker over there.
Right, right.
Well, see, that's what you need is a smaller version, a downscale on a drag strip around in this area. If you plan on grudge racing, you can't grudge race at no motherfucking 66.
Yeah.
Grudge racing ain't gonna pay no bills.
you might even be able to get away with putting a real decent 8 mile track in that airport. It's already zoned for the noise and everything. You really shouldn't have too many obstacles.
Something to consider. Maybe put a little group together and go over there and have a fact finding tool and see what can come up.
I really haven't seen a jet or nothing land over there in goddamn McGarry Airport.
The last time I was
last
there,
time
you know,
I was over
Boeing,
that way.
Boeing got a private airstrip up in there, man. I was in there, and
Boeing?
Their corporate people, yeah, Boeing. They had a one of them big hangars. They had a couple of their private jets in there, and they went out. You know, they opened up and took off on their own runway and their own return road. I was looking at the little amount of property they had. I said, damn, you can run a good race out here right there on that property.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been down, Bob? How long has it been down?
Gary?
Yeah.
It's not all the way closed, but there are big sections of it that are closed.
Okay.
That can be rented out, maybe, or used. So that's like they did in California. They had old airplane strips that they were renting out there for them. I think that them race war things they do every year. I think that's an old airplane.
That's what Osceola was.
Uh huh.
The old airport landing strip.
Yep. Hey, I remember going out there, Osceola. I still got my Osceola hat that the original owner gave me, the old guy before he passed away. We come out there, I think it was me, Howard, Leon, Wattbub, and Brett. Just a bunch of us came out there, and we had a ball, man. And the guy come and introduced himself to us, and he was happy that we come all the way from Chicago to see the play. That's when they had Chase Lounge at the starting line, kid. You remember that?
Exactly. Yep. You got them couches out there.
Yes, sir. I had them couches and love seats out there.
Yep.
Love seats and watch the goddamn race, man.
Yep. When I first went there and saw that shit, I said, man, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, the food area wasn't nothing but airplane hangar.
Right, that's all it was.
Yep.
Well, with the clientele that they was getting, that's all they needed anyway. Sell a hot dog or a hamburger.
Uh-huh. Yep, but they were extremely nice people, man. Everybody in there was.
They were glad to see black people because they wasn't used to seeing black people.
Right, and black people, they come in there spending money. They really wasn't used to seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just like the first time we went to Cordova. We took a couple Camaros to Cordova, and man, them local people come out there and the kids come up after we made a couple passes. The kids come up and wanted the guys autographs and was taking all kinds of pictures like we was some kind of goddamn celebrity.
Yeah, well they hadn't saw y'all. They didn't know what y'all thought. They might have thought y'all were movie stars or whatever.
Hey man, they treated us like that. Fed us. Came and took pictures. Like I said, the little kids asked the drivers for their autographs and everything, man.
That was another track black people don't normally go to too much.
Yeah, it was a nice drive. I sure was tired when I got there because I wasn't thinking it was going to be that far.
Well, it's only about 178 miles at the most.
Yeah, we went out. We took 57 to 80 and took 80 out, and came back on 88. It was quicker coming back 88 than it was
going out the other way.
Yeah, it was quicker to the west side coming back at 88.
Yeah. Yeah, but we hit 88 to 294 and came back up to 57.
Yeah.
We got that. But it was a nice, I like the track. I like the way it was designed. And you could even go around there and go goddamn fishing if the racing was slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Go right on down the road.
Yep. And you're right there on the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm shocked we ain't got no reports in. Ain't nobody called in to see what's going on. Let us know what's happening.
Yeah. I just made another call, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get no answer, so it's got to be something going on. Yeah. And we ain't got no other hands up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Kid, what you think about this this boy that the Bears grabbed, this offensive tackle?
Yeah, well, they all look pretty good when they first get drafted. See, you were playing with teenagers and shit, and, you know, young men. These motherfuckers on these pro teams, they them grown men.
Yes, sir. But they say this boy is 6'6", 300-something pounds. He should be a force to be reckoned with over there.
That's the key word. The key word is should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You number 10 overall pick. We expecting something from you.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely expecting you to start.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they got about three or four good picks.
Yeah, they did. Hey, but I think the Eagles stole the draft.
Yeah, somebody else I heard say something like that.
Man, they defense, they gonna get that. They got that boy Jalen Carter that we were gonna get, man. They offensive, they pass rush is gonna be something else.
Yeah, well, quite a few of them done got old because Fletcher Cox got about 10 years in the league.
Mhm. I don't think we're going to do nothing. I think we might make the playoffs next year, but we ain't going past the first round. I don't think we're going to be too much. We'll improve from over last year to this year unless we do pick up some good veterans.
What Phil's going to need is some good wide receivers that can catch the ball and run.
Yeah, now, didn't we get a good wide receiver in the second round? Didn't we pick up a receiver?
I think they did. I'm not for sure.
Well, that guy we got from giving up our number one, they say he's a starter. I mean, a number one receiver. Say he should be pretty good. All Justin needs is a little time, and if that offensive tackle give him some time, we ought to be decent.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're going nowhere. But at least we'll make it to the show. I think we're still about a year or two away from being successful like we want.
Yeah.
But like they say, anything possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think if that boy gets some blocking, if he gets some blocking up in front of him, they're gonna do pretty good.
Yeah, we should be decent over there. And then I know we're gonna pick up a free agent or two. We're gonna see. At least this draft was so strong with good offensive tackles and defenses. Some of these young punks going to make these teams, and these other teams ain't going to want to pay them veterans that money. So we got a chance to pick up somebody good.
Yep.
And this GM we got, he's pretty smart. I like him too.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wasn't happy when we let what's his name go to the Ravens.
Khalil Mack.
Not Mack. I didn't really mind Mack being gone because he looked like he just really gave up on the team. Our other linebacker, where did he go? I think he went to Baltimore because we didn't want to pay him.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I can't call his name either. He did wind up in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And they paid him. He got his money. I give him his credit. He knew what it was.
Barkley?
Yeah.
Barkley or something like that?
Shaquan or something. He got his money. Yeah, they paid him well.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think they said he made a few hundred thousand more than we had offered him. I keep saying we, or the Bears had offered.
Yep.
Now I'm looking at Phoenix and Denver. Goddamn, they ain't doing nothing with Denver. Denver's still up by 14, 2 minutes to go in the third.
Yep.
I thought it'd be a closer game than that.
Oh, Denver got a pretty good club. Denver and Sacramento surprising me.
Uh-huh. Hold on.
I didn't think Sacramento was that good. Well, I really hadn't never paid any attention to them because they don't have the exposure like Golden State and the Lakers or the Clippers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, the mother want to know something about the damn race. They won't even open my damn line up.
All
up.
Right.
Come on in. You don't lie, brother Leon. You don't lie.
Y'all got to watch the board if you want to know what's going on, man. Are you messing around up? Bobby never been a race. Shit.
Oh, man. Hey, Leon, what happened with Tate? What happened with Tate, Leon?
Man, I don't even know, man. I missed a little bit of everything. I'm sitting there now. It's damn up. I think Joseph Wells and Bobby Cole finna get it on.
What feed you on, Leon?
I'm on a you guys can load and download this feed. It's a badass live feed, but
don't worry about it.
You ain't gonna get it. So my son put me on to it.
Okay.
Somebody finna get their ass whooped.
I know Bobby Coleman ride though.
Yeah, but Joseph Will, the best man on the property. I don't know where I've been paid. I've been paid to even come back. Hold on, did I bring Skin them in? Everybody got their eyes on the goddamn screen.
Yeah, they want to see that.
Mike Hill up there. Who up there? Starline is off the chain on him.
Joseph Will is a bad man.
Did Flop call in?
No, I ain't heard nothing from Flop. Not yet. We was trying to get him.
Kid ain't got no information. Kid
on here.
No, I ain't got nothing, Leon. Shit, I've been missing live feeds all goddamn day.
Oh, they've been good. Chuck got beat. Chuck Carr didn't even look like it. Didn't even sound like I ain't gonna lie. I'm not the best person, but you got all them people that's on this team. You mean tell me that nobody hear that cop sounding like it was sounding? I'd have stopped him and get him paid the clunk out. The car was sounding flat.
Yep.
when he got up there. Oh, Keith said and some S10 truckers going at it. Keith said an S10 pickup truck.
Well, I think Cal said Cal got beat yesterday.
Yeah, he got beat yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Vaughn. Preacher Boy made it beat the pass. Preacher Boy's ready. And then we come back to let what's the name to beat him?
Mo Jeezy
beat Wick now, president.
Yeah.
Then Mo Jeezy got beat. I said, boy, they stepping that money around. Get out of one hand, you only hold it for about an hour and turn around and go to somebody else's hand. Then you hold another hour and go to somebody else's hand.
Wow.
Yeah, Chicken Man got a bubble on F10 versus Keisha.
Oh, they did bring Keisha. I didn't know they brought Keisha. Okay.
Yeah, they came to run the shootout. Keisha got both bugs on.
That truck will get it.
Oh, what truck moved on Jamie? Jamie went around him.
Boy.
Jamie went around him. Yeah. Figure man take the win.
Because I know earlier, Tate and Bigfoot was getting ready to go down through there and get back both of them off the line and shit. And after that, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Something happened in the same car. I ain't seen no more. Then they supposed to be racing coming up, so I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing. It was a lot of shaking down.
Yes, sir. That was what you call the shake and bake nationals. A lot of shaking and no bacon.
Hey, what that tell you when you're doing a lot of shaking down, kid?
Yeah, shit. They ain't got together. They ain't got it together yet.
The number. Somebody text me that number.
Yep. Yes, sir. They were doing a lot of shaking and no bacon.
I think KG did about three shakes yesterday. KG did about three shakes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Shake today. Chuck shook today and then come back and Chuck had a problem. If I'd have been out of stop Chuck, though, I knew his car wasn't even sound
mm-hmm.
right. He didn't even leave right. I know he didn't sound right.
Is Donnie down there? Anybody seen him?
All of them down there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Leon, any word on Vaughn? What happened to you?
I had no beer. He was sitting down yesterday, and I ain't seen no more. I don't know what they got going on. He's doing a lot of shaking.
Oh,
I think Vaughn got pumped out.
I think Game Over was in the shootout or something. They won their first race.
There go Bobby.
I don't know what the hell.
There go Bobby. Here it is, y'all. Here it is. Ooh-wee. Boy, I love that damn guy. I love that Josie Wells, boy. I love Bobby Cole, too, but ooh-wee. Jack Green
can't
got to turn on something this time.
You can't take Josie Wells lightly now.
And you can't take the light off of Josie Wells, because Josie Wells going to turn the lights out. Good God almighty.
Yeah, that was going to be a good race between him and Salty.
Hold on. Let me try to throw us all in at the same time. That's what I was trying to do. Everybody's stuck on this race right here. You see if I can throw us all in. Yeah, we all in. I love me some Josie Wells. What about the cold
A gangster from the gap is there.
No, yeah. There ain't no gap nowhere. Josie Wells gonna kill him. Ooh, wee. Here it is, y'all. Here it is.
See, Trigger Man just went down through there and got Josie Wells out there.
Yes, he did. Yeah, y'all might be some
burning.
That green got tunnels and kidding that boy.
Yes. They blowed it up. Trying to catch that motherfucker.
Who did? Did Tatum ever race?
He might blow it up.
Did Tatum ever race?
No, Tatum ain't never come back. He must call the fish on
that. He got that tail down there. Oh, don't grab that ball on.
Somebody knocked some tires off. Bobby still did good.
Bobby getting gas. Damn, he got gas.
Hell yeah. Shit, Bobby ain't fucking around.
Bobby, take him.
I told you what I tell you, Leon.
That's the underdog they call him. He called him the underdog.
Bobby the Bear of the Week. Bobby the Bear of the Week.
So lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got my pearl. I just got my pearl. And I got my cool.
Got a gear cool.
Hey, Meatball, I'm a good fella too.
Yeah.
Got a gear cool.
The Memphis Gangster back. He back.
Hey, if Wick would have pulled up that other ring, goddamn it, Wick would have been back. Goddamn it, down on one, they would have been all back.
We couldn't pull that off. Jeezy wasn't playing around down
there. Hey, man, Jeezy knocked Wick's ass out twice. Hey. Jeezy ran Wick again?
No, they ran twice.
No, they ran once.
Yeah, Wick beat somebody else earlier. He beat Chuck.
Big Chuck.
Hey, Jesus
got him.
He beat Chuck. Then Mo Jesus came back and knocked his ass.
Oh, hey, boy, I know Big Mac down there setting up.
That was bad what it was.
Yeah, Mac, Mac talking that Jamaican that Geechee shit now.
Hey, they got back off that.
I hope they
didn't get. They really got fucked up, goddamn it. I know they've been with that game. They know where the fuck they've been with.
That's the bad man. That motherfucking Daniel. No, he putting that bitch in gear. Ooh, Lord.
Motherfucker. He took that shit with him when he left us. He racing at the badass driver.
Okay. Oh, handing his uncle back. Handing his uncle
he
back.
He took that tree with him. He had to.
What y'all
think
the
Haley
gonna do? If the
Haley
gonna give them
their props,
they gonna
continue that
ain't nothing.
Well, you know they gonna hate on him, so.
Yeah, they can hit on Bobby over there. They got to get
under
there.
He's gonna hate on him.
I can't just say it's a solid ass smiler.
Hey, was that a grudge race?
Yeah, for a whole bunch of clippings.
Yeah, that was the finals in the shootout and they got him up.
They sell it all,
Y'all
gonna sell
it all. Man, they gonna be on the they gonna make a show. They gonna make a morning show out the world in the morning. What are you talking about? They be on the show in the morning because everybody gonna be hating on.
I ain't see Cal City. Yeah, they see Cal City or Chuck Race.
Down on Mike. He got that.
Bird did run, though. They must have paid him off, or he paid off something. He must have got paid off.
I got to move
this. Hey, Scott, somebody did some hurt down there. Somebody did some hurt down there.
Mike Hill. I told you.
There'll be a lot of fouls down in there.
Hey, hold on. Let me find stuff. Hey, Timo.
This goddamn Mac is going berserk over here.
Hold on. I'll stop for a minute. Hey, Timo.
Yeah.
Where Timo go?
I'm sitting here. I hear you, Leon.
Timo, how you get on the phone? If you don't mind telling me.
I got on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Flop. I know how you got on, Timo. It's all good, though.
Go ahead.
It's all good. It's all good. Go ahead.
I'll be back.
Oh, he know he got to be back, Timo. You can't take it from him. The gangster's back. He drove around Joseph. He went around Joseph. I got to give him
that. He was always in front. Joseph was never in front.
Sure was.
He was never in front.
Leon,
he dope off to him and just drug his ass down to him.
Where you get that at? Hey, Leon, I've been. World.
Yeah, come on.
That was a dope pop of the dragon.
I went on me down in, hey, I went on me down in last, and it was everybody cold and got
hey,
Leon,
I thought you hear me, Leon.
Yeah, Kimo.
I've been on here, and they say your ass is in trouble.
It sure is. I'm always in trouble, Kimo, but guess what? I always find a way how to get out of it. You know, you can do a whole bunch. Hey, Kimo, you can do a whole bunch when you're out of town, but you got to come back up here and do the same thing.
Hey, Leon, there's a goddamn party over here.
I bet it is.
I said, a bunch is going to throw shit. You don't want to shoot out of here to this place? Shit. Hell yeah, it's a party. They was not, they were one of the baddest motherfuckers at the track. Shit.
Well, I hear you. Everybody is rolling. They on this dick now.
Ooh. No. Kimo, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. He's that. He was one of the baddest people that everybody was saying at the race. Everybody was saying at the race, Joseph Wells. There's
not
no secret to that.
He's going to draw all the motherfuckers.
He just told them Georgia Wells can be whooped.
He must have bet that bogus money.
I thought Tate was supposed to be getting it on him in lockdown. I guess it didn't go down.
They put Tate back. He ain't been back since, so you know he's so much happened to his car. He back up there.
When the fuck is Josh Lowe, Tim Zero?
Oh, he got whooped too, Kimo. He got whooped too. He got whooped.
He said, punk out and got whooped. Lord,
my fact, Kimo, matter of fact, Josh Lowe got gas.
Hey, Kimo, in his own words, he's slow riding.
Yeah, he lost two of
them. You want to call everybody slow riding?
You
know what, slow ride.
You saw that shit?
Hell yeah, I saw that shit.
Scott, they said you was down there, you would have been in the way, man. I said, hold on, that's my nigga.
No, I would have been down there gambling. I ain't got no business down there. I've been down there getting me a bet. So I ain't never in the way. That's all we're doing.
Turned out all right.
Mm-hmm.
All the motherfuckers thugs that. Hey, look, hey, Scrap, all the thugs that talked all the shit that they gonna do.
Ryan the good, Kimo.
Hey.
He look good.
Hey, Scrap.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear what goddamn Bobby just said. He said, you see Q over there looking with that funny face, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You going to bring up Q, though. Yeah.
That man's going to try to run all of them, man. See, I guarantee you that.
That's
going to give him all the smoke he wants. I bet you Q give him all the smoke he wants. Yeah, but I'm just
damn
saying, they're going to run now. He's going to give him smoke.
Yeah,
now.
He got something to fight with. He's going to go picking on motherfuckers.
He's a bad motherfucker. Hey, I make him laugh because he got a 5-inch.
I'm about to say.
I'll be like, I ain't running him first. He got a 5-inch.
Yeah, got a little taste first, huh?
He
said he got a little taste first.
Hollering. He hollering and he got a 5. He got a
4-way
four. Come on, man.
Who y'all say got a 5-inch?
Huh? Oh, Both of them.
I think Bobby got a 484 in his car.
No,
Bobby got a 5
in
that bitch.
No,
Bobby got a
5
in that bitch.
Oh well, yeah, that's a drag race
beer. Did have a 5 for the longest.
For the longest. Hey, we know where the old motor at. I ain't gonna speak on it, but.
Uh-oh.
God almighty.
What do that mean?
Sorry, that was so low.
What do that mean?
What it mean? When you niggas say something, it's okay. When
no, I you motherfuckers just mad because the nigga got some shine now. God damn.
What I'm mad about? I don't like them, man. I don't give a fuck about
you gonna
that.
You get some shine.
Nigga, you in my league, nigga. I want out with
shine.
Shit.
No, all right. What's
nigga,
up,
man? Nigga, get on my ass, nigga.
I don't know. You got...
Get on my ass,
yo.
Nigga.
Hey, man, get the fuck on. Well, run Chuck, man. You look like Chuck, motherfucker.
Nah, I don't look like Chuck. I don't have a chassis car, sir. Shit. I got frame in my shit. I ain't running shit without a frame in it. Now, you can have all the back part you want. I don't give a fuck about that. But I ain't running no chassis car, motherfucker. Just like you won't run a car with no cage in it.
Thanks.
Look at shit. Bobby Ryan, shit.
Bobby look good.
What his program is. I can't beat that motherfucker.
Gangsta's Bobby just ran a 2. He's turned that bitch all the way around. They got that bitch right.
Hey, he had them motherfuckers playing win on that bitch, boy. Both of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Both of them motherfuckers was going somewhere, I tell you that.
Yeah, they're coming through.
These Detroit niggas must be stopped.
Uh-oh. That car keep cutting off. What's wrong with it?
Hey, Scrap.
Yeah.
I bet you ain't no average niggas like us gonna do it. Nah. So niggas be on his phone like Flock. You ain't gonna stop him.
Hey, I'm gonna whoop all the average motherfuckers, and then the upgrade's gonna whoop the upgraded motherfuckers.
Okay, well, I don't got nothing to do with that. That ain't my program. We got Jesse.
Oh, get out your feelings. Let the man celebrate. The man ain't won in a long time.
I ain't thinking about
it. Hold on. Be happy for the man. Hold on. And quit taking away this motherfucker. Old motor and shit.
Nigga, you win that motherfucker.
Man, you a liar. You come up there coming out.
Man, everybody know he's been out of 5
inches. Who gives a fuck,
man? You knew that shit, too. Shut up.
Man, just won. You mad at motherfucker.
That weak-ass L2 shit you got.
The old dude. That's
what I'm saying.
One thing about it, man, it looks like your shit.
Nigga, get some food. Nigga, you got to take your shit to goddamn Eric Kenwood to get a steering wheel for
this.
Hey, that means I got money.
Lee, I thought
money.
This was a family show.
Nigga,
I tried to bring it to you, but you might have stole my motor car.
I don't
want
that slow ass shit. Nigga, if you
can't be quarantined, hold on. I'm going to let you win because you're trying to overshadow. Hey, Lee, can you say that again? Can you say that again? Memphis Gangster back on the map.
He's back in this phase, man. What are you doing?
Hey, what? What you talking about?
By the call, back in the station lane, man.
He's getting his shot.
He got to go over there to the victory circle,
circle.
Leon.
He's going over there to the winner's circle.
Some slut don't know how to do
hey,
this.
Hold on. Hey, CK. CK. I'm going to make that weak-ass man. I'm going to go get in the winner's circle, sister.
Oh, man.
Hey, give me your FaceTime.
What happened there? No, I'm going to go get in the winner circle picture, motherfucker, so you can say I'm dick grass, motherfucker.
Damn.
I can't say that. I can't say that. You at the race and I ain't. I'm a cop.
Hey, that motherfucker boy
hey,
went to work.
Hey, Fly, yeah, put them on gangsters. Hey, Fly, when you go to the winner circle, put them on
Go ahead, go ahead.
Hey, Fly, when you go to the winner circle, put your one finger up, too.
You got damn right, I
one vote. Put the one finger up.
Yes, sir. Oh,
Brad,
baby. Hey,
yeah,
I don't see all the races.
Bobby
won
a shootout.
This guy,
yeah, Bobby
hold
won
on.
A shootout.
Hey, Leon, he don't want a shootout. He done beat one of the baddest motherfuckers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of shit. He done had a decent race. There go that gangster back over there.
Can you ask for the whole bit?
What happened to Vine? Vine couldn't get no race either.
I didn't see that. Vine
didn't
even. I didn't even see grandson do nothing.
Is it there?
He only,
yeah,
he only
it,
made that one pass
yesterday, and that was it.
Oh, hey, get Vine on here. He must have shit in the seat. Get the white
oh shit.
Nah,
yeah, he's good.
He was on here yesterday.
The league in this old building.
That bitch tried to be a good ass race, though. I wish I'd have
won. Gangster was gone. Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
So good. Hey, Bobby
Cole ain't never get up. I'll tell you that, but he never gave up here.
Hell no.
No, he been doing this shit a long time. Yeah, some good people. Got some good people behind him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what's the name that blew up? He backfired. He was gone.
Who?
Jack was gone until he backfired out there. What's that?
Yeah.
Back around.
Ooh.
That black motherfucker put so low here.
And who lied to y'all? Who lied to you? Who still lied? Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, yeah, this actually shaped up to be a good man race.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I wonder
how
Pinto
turned out.
Well,
you wake the motherfucker
up. Pinto shit was real crowded, too. It was a good one. I've been watching this shit, too.
Was that Ryan make that last pass in the truck?
What?
Was it Ryan driving then?
I didn't see Ryan make no more passes.
Yeah, he made one pass.
He made
another pass.
He made a pass. That just went on down through there, too.
Oh, I
hey,
didn't see it.
He was standing by the car. That wasn't his job. That was somebody else's job.
Will you mute your motherfucking phone? I wasn't going to tell them niggas it wasn't Ryan.
Oh, man.
But shit, they going to kill him anyway, Flo. He's not going to probably be driving the car. He's going to have
a video.
I just hung on because they wanted to know, Scraps.
Oh, okay.
Keep Street King couch potato ass in suspense. I don't want the one motherfucking race now. I'm a world traveler, goddammit.
Hey, Flop, y'all
I'll wait till my motherfucking uncle wake up and find out about this shit.
Yeah.
What you mean?
Uncle Bobby.
No, I'm talking about Uncle Whisper.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, he called Bobby Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, I know it.
Damn.
They got damn fine. He going to go to work, goddamn. He's going to go to work now. Y'all
ain't going to go. He already going to work on the text message.
Hey, text.
You want?
Monsieur, oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you wait. Hey, you wait till you get on these motherfuckers' phone line.
Put that game down.
You think he's texting? Wait till you get on these motherfuckers' phone. A motherfucker ain't going to be able to say nothing.
Oh, he going. Oh, this motherfucker is an instant video. This motherfucker is an instant video.
Not I.
Oh, good. Now I can go back and watch it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's on that web, that one site.
That bitch was fun, boy. That goddamn gangster did some speaking of shit, man.
Got,
you can't rewind it until you get off the bitch. You can't go back.
No, you can't do none of that.
That was Jewish. Who Lil Will talking about? Somebody got stabbed or shot that counts on the ring. What Lil Will talking about?
Lil Will don't know what he's talking about, man. He's Lil Will talking about. He's in the closet. The wheel in the closet texting right now because he don't want his wife to see him texting.
Dang.
Hey, D-Boss, you at home?
Yeah, what's going on?
You ain't seen that on the news over there by the shop. They said that bitch rope off over there on Davidson and mine by the police station. Somebody got killed over there.
Damn.
They was
calling me. Like, you all right, Will? They got the whole street broke off.
I seen they had the motherfucker 75 from Davidson to 75. They had
to
take that
like
ground.
They must have had a shootout over there.
You got to
call
Pine.
Pine can tell you what's happening.
I
got to
go look at the camera. Let me look at the camera.
My grandmother fired up, goddammit. He fired up, goddammit.
And who video y'all on? Scrap, who video y'all on?
No, the Tickle Pin.
Okay, let me get on here.
Tickle Pin is not cool.
Who you said fired up?
Mike Riley, you on Facebook. You say this is gangster for the motherfucking week.
Opie Taylor looking ass down.
Jeez, the guy fucked him up. Bobby just fucked him up. Shit,
yep.
Dopey. Call his ass in, too.
Yep.
He with Jack Green.
Hey, everybody that was doing all the hollering, what they gonna do? And the motherfucker that was quiet won anything.
Trigger
man was quiet. He fucked two people up. Man, that motherfucking Keisha riding, boy. I said, shout out that motherfucker. I said,
Keisha
shut up, homie.
Keisha the best.
That bitch back. John the Baptist back now. That bitch John the Baptist.
Ooh, and that bitch sounds so crispy clean.
Damn, Shree, can you gonna say that now?
That motherfucker out.
Hey, when you sent me the picture of it, nigga, I couldn't lie. I paid that. That was me. It just blew. I knew it. I said, shit, that motherfucker. That John the Baptist, huh?
Hey, must have fixed that goddamn header leak because that bitch ain't leaking no more, and that bitch sound crispy clean and sharp when he go to that motherfucker.
Yeah, it was that back too. It was number 8.
Oh, well, Street King, it ain't happening no more. Couldn't hear that motherfucker.
I used to hate that sound, man. I hate that fucking sound.
Let me watch Uncle Bobby Ray. Let me watch like Bobby Will here real quick.
Y'all lock up in that bitch too. Y'all lock up in that
bitch. Yeah,
that bitch up.
Who got to lock up? Who got to lock up?
Bobby's
home.
Hey. You
say got to lock up, Street King?
The gangster.
Hey. Hey,
Oh, coming up.
Bobby got the.
Why you
talking about
it, Gavin?
All you have to do is just take it. But all you have to do is just leave it sat there.
What are these? Girl dresses are just tested. They still ain't got no rain down there. That shit blew by.
That motherfucking Mr.
Gangster show.
Damn.
They got some good weather there, though. They got that rain blew that on by.
It's 64 degrees.
They came through.
Yep, 63
degrees. But K-Race,
it's still
going to
be hotter than that. That
mother's
going to be really hot.
Yeah, they probably
going to
be racing
to
3-4 in the morning, huh?
Yeah,
they're
man. That's
just
blown down there.
Yeah, you want me to beat your ass at Tate Race?
Ooh.
Papa, don't do it. Go away. Papa, brother, Papa, yes, glory.
You don't have no idea about what
you're doing. You got down Stokey, you need
You better lose that truck.
I'm back. What I missed.
Yeah, Flop, how late they race down there?
Shit, they racing now. Hey.
I'm watching it.
Scott and all them gone. I'm leaving now. And shit, and they still running, goddammit.
Are y'all for the hero back?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna trail each other over here?
No, they gone. They step on me. I got my other guys, too. It's coming on. We'll check up the road somewhere. I pretty much want to be behind them and them, my other guys behind me, so. We'll have a system, shit, because it's more of them in the goddamn car. Them boys is goddamn racing. Still letting them brakes go.
Oh, he go. He go back to the guy, bro. Damn.
Hey.
He's already looking like the Eagle. He's doing good.
That motherfucking mess.
Yeah,
That goddamn weapon held out that devil for goddamn body. Oh, no, Jesus, you know? Look like it. Roll up. Roll me.
Nah, there ain't no more Jesus.
There ain't no Jesus.
Nah.
No,
oh, Jesus is cleaner than that.
Yeah, from this road. Yeah, the fat dude, the fat dog's gonna do the real thing. That must be his car. He's gonna be talking the most shit. try the best of both ways. So the lady still had a good show with that.
And I appreciate y'all for coming on too, Scrap.
Uncle Wally.
What's going on, Uncle Wee?
Oh, happy day. Big money is gay.
Uncle Wee.
Well, get on down tonight, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, Bobby Cole done did like Muhammad Ali. He done shocked the world.
Show did.
That's a gangster.
Goddamn
gangster. He's a gangster.
A lot of people got carried off. A lot of his people got carried off for a little.
Yeah,
a lot of people went for Justin Well. I'm glad I didn't go, because I'd have went with him too. I don't lie. Let me tell that lie. I was bad with him.
I'd have bet with him
because I'm a gambler. I like Justin Well, and I feel he would have won. I'd have bet with him. I ain't gonna tell that lie. I ain't never gonna go to Tech in a grudge race and not gamble. That's the only reason I go. Uh-oh, they go dying him again.
He's just getting too blown up. That motherfucker still making the same old ass wheels up.
It's Tippy
Don,
what do you got?
No, he got Tippy Don with him, so what's wrong with him?
Don said he's gonna whoop somebody.
Oh, follow him good.
He just grabbed hold of the wrong car.
It's all good, though. Because he's definitely driving.
And definitely a little small. He ain't that big here. Listen.
One of them had that car long too.
Well, I know he finally straight them old leaning ass wheels up. He just put on the bumper and went in the other lane. Oh, he crashed. He just crashed.
Are you serious?
Damn.
Who just crashed?
John, son. You just said he had a long time. He just crashed.
Hey, we shut it down. Why do that, though?
No, he stayed in the gas when that car went up. He should have got out the gas. It was going another lane.
Who was it, Leon?
Don Neptune in the Malibu.
Who we tell y'all?
Mississippi Don. Bullet's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But when the cop was in the Malibu. When the car came down, it just seemed like that bitch was just going wild.
So he was still in the gas. When they get down, go back and listen. He was still in the gas. Yes, he was still in the gas.
He must have jerked that wheel there.
He thought he was still in front. You can hear it.
He must have jerked that goddamn wheel.
Yeah, I got it on
the
top
of the
camera now,
and
I
was
like a little bit.
Yeah,
they did, Scrap. Hey, Scrap, they did. You could tell, too.
They crushed that motherfucker.
Damn, he ain't hurt. How bad is he hurt?
I think he crushed it for years.
No, I'm talking about him. He ain't hurt, is he?
Oh, no, he probably hurt. He crushed that goddamn front end pretty good, though. It's flipped around.
Yeah,
the
wall. Goddamn
predator, baby.
Move in down there, you
know? It's right by, no, it ain't at the top end.
You don't want to zoom in. Mm-hmm.
He hit that hard. With that video. Look at that video.
What they do, just furnish all the matches up.
No, the back of the
ambulance
is
open. Well, somebody videos
behind. I got them to talk to Chuck. I saw Maul there. Every goddamn bat. I hit a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
when you're on your way home, stop and get some earplugs. When you're on your way home, stop and get some earplugs. You're going to need some earplugs for Monday.
Yes, I want to hear it all. I'm there. I want to hear it all.
That really hurts. Stuff.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn home.
You've been here at the old car for a while, too.
You sure said it, Scott. Look what happened. Said too fast, honey.
Shit. What about that girl on the left? Shit. That bitch was going 12 o'clock. You should have got out of there, too.
Yeah, right, right. Because when you're in the air with them cars, you can tell when the car going to move around. You should have left it. You should have left it. As long as he's good, you can get another car.
Thank you, Lord.
As long as the driver's good. Damn that car.
Search to find someone.
Why did it shut down the track? God, Bobby, I shut it down.
Well, people were leaving. If you look at the people leaving already. When did many cars in the city?
Went down there 800 miles to piss, goddammit.
So have. Yeah. Yeah.
Goddammit. And went down a radio track.
Yeah. It wasn't just him either. It was
a bunch of motherfuckers going down.
You know that white boy ain't gonna load that shit up, Scrap. He raced enough, and he know he gonna be able to go back out again to another race.
But they got the other cars they play with.
I'm going to make it a point to put my foot on them hating-ass Michigan niggas' neck. I don't give a fuck if I got to cheerlead for a motherfucker or swing on their nuts or whatever the fuck call it. Yep, they getting it.
You say they don't want to give up no props, Flop? They won't give nobody no props?
No, Bobby, goddamn it, when one and raised his name. I know where his old motor at. Who gives a fuck? Where your old motor come from, Street King?
No. I told you, track is closed for the night. I told you they gonna close that bitch. Man, that shit down. Shut a motherfucking track down. I did the same thing. It closed.
Wait a minute. You mean, hold on, Scrap. You mean Chicago that went way down there and waited till the stage lane to close, and now everybody got their car and got in the lane to make a hit?
He said the track is closed for the night. They closed that bitch. It's over.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like for tomorrow. If it's clear, y'all come on out to Holly Springs.
They should have closed. Shit, it's over with. It's no telling where you're going to leak them.
Bobby done won, goddamn.
He didn't want the raise. He won the grudge raise. He didn't want his shootout. All that money stay in house.
Man, motherfucker. Bobby didn't think that. That was just... Straight W,
Now, keep taking a long shot.
Real nice and cute. They got that car running real good. Real good job, man.
Now I can say this. Everything he did improved. That's the only car that improved. All that other shit, that wasn't no improvement there. They just dressed off the money. Sometimes the old folks say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Motherfucking Tate look like he's faster now.
Oh, you don't look faster than Bobby. That first time.
I think he looked like he was faster than he was, though.
No.
And Josh Lowe saw that pass today. Josh Lowe, I was fucking with him. He said, thank you, Lord, it rained, man. I was so good. Man, that man had fooled me. He went that fast last time. I saw him, man.
Okay, we'll beat that man in our systems.
Yeah.
You just can't keep it together, though. You just... Sometimes this is so flaky, man. They hurt that thing so much. And they try to push it to the limit.
Sometimes... Sometimes you just don't go for the numbers. Just stay, get it improved. I guess I don't know. Maybe he didn't see what he wanted to see.
You have to push it to the limit. He don't leave you.
He
just
they ain't on me.
Full of a
when you're not strong, I'll be your friend. If you carry on.
You better keep towing cars.
I'm going
to...
You got to get drunk at the club and you go out there. You know how you get drunk at the club and you sit outside always being one, sitting outside singing to yourself.
I got multiple jobs, goddammit. I'm doing it.
You had the tow truck down there. Why didn't you just load the fucking car up? The tow truck, the record was down there.
You're trying to go get the tow. Since they didn't close the track, you might as well go get the trailer and get it up there.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Somebody.
Hello there, believer.
So he all right. That's good.
Oh, yeah. It was that.
I just sent 500 people over to the chat.
All I can say, I had a good time watching the racing. Didn't spend no money, didn't lose no money.
Didn't
have to drive. Hey, look. If I was down there, a night like right now, we'd be loaded up and head home.
Over there, Chuck.
If you didn't want that paper, you'd load up and head home.
Man, I'd be gone. I'd be heading out of there.
I got hit early. Well, about
4 or 5
cars early. But,
you
should
get out of there.
See you guys. Yeah. Hopefully.
Okay, he just set it up for us, y'all. Yeah, by the code and close the gap, boy. Get out of my Memphis gangster.
That bitch been around a long time.
Sure, yeah. You know that car been around a time because that car was an old outlaw 10-5 car. They pretty fast too, cause you know they cut the whole ass in out that car. They cut the whole car with just VD in the back.
What car?
Bobby. You see how far it stands now? They just got that thing fixed. That thing had it wasn't separating enough. He had to change it.
Oh man, yeah, not the extended clip.
Yeah, he's spread now, the kid.
It's just a tractor down there, yeah, dude. They gonna clean this motherfucker up.
Mr. Yankee went down and gangster him a moment. Him and boy. Kid.
Yeah.
Y'all still on the show?
Yeah, the show's still on, I guess.
I don't even see you on my phone no more. You're not even showing it.
Yeah, we still on, me.
Okay, well, we did. I just ain't going to touch the phone, man, because if I touch it, it's going to hang it up. So I better not touch it. Better not touch it. What y'all had going on tonight, Larry? I said, what y'all had going on tonight? I said, what y'all had going on tonight?
Yeah, we were just trying to find out what was going on, you know, down there still.
Yeah, we was all tangled up over here.
Bobby Cole shook up the world. He fucked over Josie Wells.
Hey, don't rub it in now. Don't rub it in. I know. Hey, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in now. Don't rub it in. The gangster got away. I hate to see my 69 get whooped like that, but he whooped him. Tap it on him. That boy sure got a motor in that thing.
What 69 was it, man?
He does it well.
Oh, shit.
My man, Josie Wells.
Josie Wells and Marquise Hatton.
Yeah. Ooh, I hate to be the one to spend all that money to go down that road. And then ain't get no good with it. Dang.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid. We did all right. Ella had a good view. That was a good view. That's a good view. That dude video good on that one. Quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad boy.
Like little weird motherfucking ass keep talking about. Picklefish got the best view like that's his boy or something. Just, he don't know that motherfucking man.
Hey, man.
Not Lil Wilmo.
Them white boys the video tonight. They had that TV stuff to channel 7 and 5 and 9 here. That sucker had some bad stuff.
But you know what, no flop? I wonder why a lot of people don't want to video with drones and shit like them boys do down in Texas.
Right.
Them goddamn drones.
You know you gotta get a approval to fly them drones in the air in them counties and states.
Oh yeah.
And they kept flying them drones in that area. Probably the one that wasn't allowing them not to do that.
Oh okay.
You gotta have a pad
permit
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, because that little boy that be filming down in Texas at Extreme, he got them have a drone up in the air. It'd be pretty good.
Mhm. But that video that dude did tonight, that's a bad dude there. He got the mid-range, mm-hmm. tap out to the 330, and then he got when y'all come through here. So you can lie and say you was in front of him and he went around you and all that. He's telling everything.
Yeah, well, that's basically where you need to be, because being on that sideline, it's going to be all fucked up. If you can get out about 200 feet from the starting line or whatever, 300 feet, you're doing good.
Everybody works hard, boy. It pays off when you work hard.
Yeah, it's
tricky. Everyone in the whole field all well. That's 2 weeks in a row. And last week, just won a shootout last week.
Not Big Keisha.
Yeah. He should have did it again.
He did one last week with the
Mustang.
Oh man, not Doughboy.
He whooped ass the Doughboy this week too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, football.
That Polo Fairmont or whatever the fuck it is. E Dub or something?
Yeah, he got it.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, man. Hey, do you consider it cheating if you had that, what's that little thing they got up under your front bumper, the front end of your car, the little piece of metal to stretch out?
A pecker?
Yeah.
A pecker?
Oh, man. I'll get it cheating you
in a grudge race.
Well, it seems like it's giving you that extra little advantage on the other car.
It is. That's why they put them on there. Bobby had one on here. Bobby had one on here. Josie, we had one on here. Any grudge race is going to have one on them cars.
Tony Bynes.
It's time to win. They come to win.
Is there a certain length they have to be? Any regulation on it?
Hey, Mark, listen to this. If you're a grudge racer, somebody in the grudge race can tell you what to put on your car. You come to win.
I damn near saw one goddamn 5 feet long.
Amboni had one like that, kid.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's where I saw it from. Had Boney now. Yeah. Goddamn. They got a goddamn top fuel dragster here.
they got a dragster sticking out the front.
That's
oh man. Yeah, Mark, you do what you want to do with your car. You go grudge race, and you put a funny car motor in that car and come out there with a grudge race. Do what you got to do to win.
Another thing I would like to bring up, why people doing all this goddamn gambling and shit, you know, or I guess on Facebook or whatever,
online.
On these live feeds and shit, and
you don't know who they
are. God damn it, they're getting tricked out of their money. What the fuck am I bet a motherfucker online if I want to be able to see who I'm betting or whatever?
Hey, kid.
Anything can happen online.
If I ain't going to the track, I'm going to bet somebody that I know. I ain't getting on a bet Tom, Dick, and Harry on that.
Nope.
Because I don't know. I don't have
no
clue know who you are. Never seen
right.
You going to be honest and give me my money.
Mm-hmm. Man, please.
They just got beat to their own game. Yeah, clean. So they got beat to their own game.
Mm-hmm.
for you to get online and bet somebody online? Anywhere in hell, let me get online and bet somebody online. I don't have a clue who they are.
Nope. I see Mustang Walker on his live feed. He was trying to clear up some bets and shit that was made. I said, man, please.
And that's an idiot. Somewhere in hell, I'm going to get online and bet somebody way down in Florida. Like, he's really going
right.
to send me my money.
Right. I ain't never got to see that motherfucker no more.
Yeah. So you got to be something got to be wrong with you for even doing something like that.
Exactly.
You ain't working with a full deck your own self.
Mm-hmm. Really scared to bet a motherfucker at the track. He might disappear.
If you ask me, them be dumb people, man. Them people just, I don't know. Them scammers got scammed before they scammed somebody else. That's all that was.
Man, please.
Hell, well, I'm going to sit here and bet you. And I don't even know you. You over here bet on a race.
Yeah,
and you ain't there, and I'm not there. And I'm over here betting
right.
you.
Right. I've been seeing it on these live feeds, man. Well, so-and-so, he a bad paymaster. So-and-so, he didn't pay.
They did it.
Yeah.
They did it tonight in Mustang Walker. Somebody was on this.
Right.
Come on, put them on blast because they bet.
Right, exactly.
They ain't spent the money yet.
Yep.
We could celebrate you on the save $652. They customize the contract, so you'll see what you need. Look at my anything. They don't look like the paper cycle.
Hey, Leon, did Willie Dog have any action down there?
No, he was working. I don't think he did nothing. No, I ain't think he even had no car down there.
No, Dog didn't have no car down there.
Well, Jamie was down in there.
I see Mississippi Joe made the race.
I see him and his brother, Travis.
Yeah. Yep.
Him and old Travis are down there.
Yep.
So what's the next big show coming up?
Next month, next Saturday?
Where at?
41? We all got the wrong next set.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's you and Jeremiah, right?
Three Lug and Jeremiah.
Three Lug and Jeremiah, yeah.
When is that race? Saturday or Sunday?
No, they said it. Preacher Boy and Terry on Sunday at the Grove.
Oh, okay.
Preacher Boy and Terry on Sunday at the Grove. Three Lug and Jeremiah next Saturday at 41.
Saturday at 41. Yeah, okay.
I think he raced at 3 or 4 o'clock. Jeremiah, get the spray. Three Lug, get the run on motor.
Okay. All right. When you coming out this year, Leah?
I've been out already, Mark.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've been testing. Yeah, I've been out. I raised May the 19th in Martin, Michigan. Me and Ryan got to get it on. We got to get it on.
Is that a Saturday?
Friday.
Friday,
okay. Friday, I'll have
the check open. Damn, I hear a helicopter outside. Some motherfucker must be done did wrong.
Oh, man. Not the hell about you, kid.
Yeah, man. Motherfucker. I hear a helicopter, motherfucker. Got to be done did wrong because they ain't doing no motherfucking traffic.
That is true. Or you can't get nothing past
it. So what, Mark?
So if you ain't doing nothing, get your butt ready. Reload right next set at 41.
I'm definitely coming to Martin, Michigan. I've been wanting an excuse to come up there anyway. I'm definitely going to come for that reason.
My boy going to get it on. We're going to get it on, baby. We're going to get it on. I mean, next Saturday, three loads, so Uncle Larry and them should be had that information. They think they run at three or four. And then they don't say, what lot of happened? What lot of happened after that? Because Earth's special pizza coming down there.
They better be trying to race goddamn full of sun to go down. That's all I can tell them.
Oh yeah, I know people of them got there. They got their race at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah. It ain't hot enough up here yet. Goddamn, be waiting for no motherfucking after the sun go down.
No, that'd be our people up here that got on to that. You want to wait till the sun go down, the race. That'd be our people up here.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to do all that. And then the sun catch the sun go down, and they stand their ass up against somebody's guard rail, talking about the track ain't no good.
Uh-huh.
You know, we good at blaming the track. I know we got some junk. Hey, I'm in gloves. I take all them gloves with me. I don't have time here. God dang it. Yes, I did. I guess I did.
Hey, wasn't he supposed to resurface 41?
I don't know, Mark. Shit, I don't even care if they do or if they don't. Shit. Everybody else can come out of town and go down our track. And
they did that last year, Mark.
They did, Mark. They resurfacing already.
That be them same people that I was just telling you about. They want all this to do to the track, and they can't get out their own way. And the first thing they do is blame the track.
Shit, who better to blame it on?
Hey kid, did you see cars? Well, you probably went on like we did. But I've seen a lot of cars. I've seen a lot of cars knock these tires off the first two times they tried to go down, kill Alabama. Yes, I know it's a badass track and it's a good track. But at the end of the day, you all got to do one thing, go in and test your shit.
Yep. Yeah, who better to blame it on than the track?
You said a mouthful of that, kid. Sometimes it'd be the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait. I want to see our people, our tracks open up. I want to support them. I want to support our races. I want to enjoy myself this year. Well, I had a good time last year. I want to
really have a good time this year.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. I got to get my cameras and stuff ready, too, man. I got to get me some good footage this year.
Well, it's been quieting down, y'all. It's all over.
Damn, I ain't heard Shorty tonight. Shorty been on here?
I ain't heard him out. Not since we got in with him.
He probably sleep, because I'm on his line. Wasn't it in that bag? What a thing he was in.
Hey, Leah.
Huh?
Thanks for everything, man.
Thank you, guys.
They didn't want to know it. Yeah. Yeah. Right there. Try to make it a half-decent show, you know, but had the people on the community to find out what was going on and stuff, man. That was appreciative as far as I was concerned.
Thanks to the producer of the show. Good job, sir. Good job running things.
Yeah.
And then break it down.
Clock's off. My clock's off, but. Yeah, Leon will be right there supporting you, man. We'll be in them bleachers. Unless you got the chocolate chip cookies in the truck, and I'm gonna be over there by the trailer. You know, with me being diabetic, just don't give me no whole bag. Just give me a few of them.
Hey, you're a grown man. You know what to you know what to do and what not to do.
Yes, sir.
Just that easy. Way hot. Well, that show was a good show.
Who you like between Preacher Boy and Chicken Man?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Preacher Boy looking pretty strong tonight. He looking good today.
Yeah.
I don't care nothing about him, you know, but I ain't the one that judge him and say he don't look like shit, I'll be lying. He looked good. This guy looked good. And one thing I do like about what he did, while everybody's sitting there talking, when they mouth, he went down there. Because I didn't even know he was going, but he went down there. And this guy looked good. He went down the track. It looked good.
Yeah. What about Jeremiah 3 Love?
Oh, I definitely got to go with the West Side. You know, if I can bet with 3 Love, I sure ain't never going to bet against him. I didn't bet at all. But I know he's going to go down through there, so I'm going to bet with my man. Jeremiah, my guy, but I got to have Big Sweet. That's my road dog. Got to bet with him.
Damn, did Tate get any of his lock-in races off?
I don't know. See, I don't know. All the lock-in races up here, then none of them get off. Yeah, but the Tate and Kyle and Cal, I mean, Kyle and Cal and Chuck, rest of the world. What you want, Bruce? Carlton, Cal, and Chuck. See that color by itself? Huh?
Did Cal City get knocked off in a grudge race or in a shootout?
Grudge race.
That boy was in the air on him. They were in a shootout. I mean, no, they were in a grudge race. They grudge race last night.
Oh, okay.
That boy was whooping him in the ass.
He went past
Leon in the air? That boy, Bigfoot was in the air whooping him. Good God Almighty.
Wow.
That means you ain't got enough. The sun gone up there hanging in the air with you.
Yeah.
Set the whole yard down. Stretch it. That whole yard down. Make him up a pillow. How many pillows you got in your room? Give me one of my pillows.
Well, Kid, it did turn out to be pretty cool, man, because at first it would just be you and Mark. You know, the show, and there's. Once I got a hold of Leon, he got everybody else in, so we did get a chance to get something, you know.
I tell you what, I have to get some more horsepower. If you ain't got enough of the sun, I'm going to whoop you in the air.
Oh, man.
Make him up, run and grab my mind, please.
Then you got to watch him. You running him and you see him actually literally flying past you. You know, we on the back bump on him.
Yeah.
He didn't get on the bumper. He got up in the air like chest high.
Okay.
He was trying to go over, but he got it down. Ooh, V. Shit. That creek rise right there. I'm sitting there looking at that one. That creek didn't rise there, partner. That sound gun set them front wheels down and did that. What those speed racers used to say, Grandpa say, charge. I ain't think you gonna catch Cal. I didn't. I didn't think you were gonna catch him. I was like, shit, Cal got that. And the wheels in there.
Thinking he's gonna run under.
Them boys from Florida, they tricky. And they want to run tape. They had a little motor in that car. So why they didn't run tape? And they want all that money down there.
Okay.
They got a big ass motor in that car this time. Somebody be sending people off. But you gotta do your homework, shit. I ain't gonna be out there running on 959 and all that shit. They said he had a new motor in that car, a big ass motor in that car. That's why the thing was with him. They had a whole bunch of testing with it. But they had enough to take a chance of running that Dodge. That big pole, he got a new motor. You know, light ass Mustang. But he did get up there. I can't take nothing from him. He got up there. He's fat.
Yeah, you got to give him props for that.
Yeah.
You can't win or lose unless you engage.
I don't mind getting a brother. Benefit of doubt, he tried. Y'all come stop texting me because I'm not going to do your talking for you. If you want to come on the show and say something, come on the show and say something. I ain't texting. I'm doing something. I'm breaking some tires down. I throw these damn wheels off this Camaro, and I'm going to buy me some new ones. I ain't got time to be texting you back, and I ain't finna text you back. I got to get these wheels off and go pick the new motherfuckers up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
So you're going to be real pretty, huh?
Yeah, you know what, Mark? That picture I put on Facebook, I looked at it today. I looked at it today, and I said, damn, them wheels is good-looking wheels, but you can tell them some bitches old-fashioned. They okay. old. I mean, they old the wheel. I said, I got to get them off. That dude called me and said he want them. I called dude back and said, do he have my wheel still? I told him I'll see him tomorrow and get out of here okay. early in the morning. I'll be in there tomorrow. He's going to mail them to me. Ship them to me. No. I'm going to get mine. I can't wait. No, you got to send me mine, partner. I'll be there to see you in the morning. I'll just drive all the way down to get my shit.
How long the drive you got?
4 hours. 4 hours in, 4 hours back. Fuck it.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to make the deal. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He got them all ready for me, too. They look good, too. And Jesse picked them out, Big Mark. Jesse picked those wheels out for me.
Who picked them out?
My mother-in-law. I asked her, you like these? I said, pick this one. Which one would you like? She don't know nothing about race cars or none of that wheel. I said, which one do you like? We looked at two sets. I like the these. She liked it. Both of them was pretty.
Oh,
I said, you know what? I'm buying it.
Right.
She picked them out, and that's what I'm buying.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing together this year, too.
Yeah, I told him to just go back to racing. I'd rather see him go back to racing. Because he ain't going to spend the money in girls. And Roy ain't no girls racing. You told him to go back to racing. Have fun with the car. Because when it get dry around here, I'm going to turn the nights off and forget girls racing and go back to racing too.
Okay.
And that means I want to enjoy my car a little bit more than what I be doing now.
Yeah.
Like these guys with these radio ties. Now we're going to see what they're going to wait for the next event. You don't hear nothing from nobody until the next event come out.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. What about your boy with that, with the Blue 68? I always ask about him. I like to see that car ride. It reminds me of Scott.
He was doing it.
Okay.
He be doing the car. Oh, my God. I'm going to need my truck.
You going to strike out of there early, Leon?
Yeah. I'm going to leave out there at 5 o'clock. The earlier I leave, the better I get back.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Leon, real quick question. Why the motherfucker want to grab them boys right there from Chicago, man? Why them boys scare
them boys from Chicago, man? You say what?
I said, why won't them boys grab nobody from Chicago? What's wrong with Chicago? Why nobody want to grab them from Chicago, man?
What do you mean, ride with them?
I said, you ain't heard shit I said. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
You sound like you're in the back of a bus or something, man.
Hey,
I barely can hear you.
No, when you sound like when you be...
Ask somebody else then, nigga. You won't understand. You want me to make me yell, can't you? Hey, ask somebody else. I ain't got nothing to answer you. I ain't going to answer nothing for you.
How the boy going to grab a motherfucker look like you, Leon? Why don't you grab a motherfucker? You go to 41 and shit, and you don't go far after the traffic. You don't go far, man.
Put
them girls in their life. That's up with your ass, Leon. Heard that, didn't you? Hope you heard that. Hope you ain't going on mute. Motherfucker, you. Right outside your shit. Nigga. Nigga. All that hug and lovey-dovey shit. Right in your ass. I'm like goddamn it, Ontario now. Fucker. You still wanna fuck shit in. Show me. Don't fuck again. No fuck taken. All them boys from Detroit talk slick to you now. Well, I can't say two words to you. Soon they say something to you, goddamn it, get right on their ass. Why you don't get on my ass?
Yeah, no, that's
what.
Yeah,
I'm back. Oh, man. Born on me. Leon ain't no fun tonight.
Leon, you ain't no fun. Now this gas cheap. This motherfucking gas got done with 409. Shit. Go and get some of that gas. Show me a...
Man, I went and bought some gas in Indiana, shit. That goddamn gas by my house was $4.59 for some regular. So I went to Indiana, I paid $3.62.
Hey, Uncle Mark, I'm on 77 in Harlem, and I'm looking at a motherfucking gas price at $4.15, and I'm going down the street at a Shell. That motherfucker at $4.09. Where you think I'm going to fill up at?
Got to make sure that ain't 409 with a car wash. Make sure they ain't put that dumb shit up on.
No, hell no. That motherfucker 409. That bitch say 409. They got one on Harlem. They got a mobile. They got a mobile on Harlem and I think that's Risney. That's 395. That's 395. And goddamn, I came out here to a wedding. My partner sister got married, and I'm gonna shoot back down Harlem and go back to the crib. Stop and give me some motherfucking shit. But Jeremiah in town, nigga.
Sound like everybody gone. Mark, you still there?
Right here, sir.
Yeah, what about you, Kit? Yeah, Kit gone. I think we're going to go on and shut it down. Shut her down, baby. Big Mark, appreciate you being
yes,
on
sir.
The show, getting me on. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank
my clock off, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yep, and appreciate everybody that checked in tonight, man, to try to make this happen, you know.
Appreciate our producer of the show, Big Eddie. Good show, man.
Yep. Everything was good, man. Everything was good. So, with that being said, I guess we'll get ready and go on and shut her down. God bless each and every one of you all that's on the show, if anybody's on here. Y'all take care until we get a chance to do it again. Peace.
For sure.